My name is Kaylee and welcome back to Speaking of Social Justice. They came here for a better life, seeking refuge from hardship and conflict, but some find themselves entangled in the criminal justice system. The Sudanese youth in Queensland, like many other immigrant communities, face unique challenges in navigating their identity and opportunities. Families fled war zones and political chaos, optimistic of a peaceful life. Now, many families are barely coping as a result of the turmoil surrounding their teenage children, alongside the increase in suicides and stress-related deaths amongst South Sudanese communities within Australia. With mental illness, unemployment, family breakdowns, and threats of homelessness devastating their communities, mothers are actually left wondering if their teens would have been better off staying in the war zones of Sudan. South Sudanese teens younger than 15 fill up our juvenile detention centres at disproportionately higher rates compared to other immigrant groups in Queensland. According to a report by the Queensland government, Sudanese youth are overrepresented in the juvenile justice system. The Queensland African Communities Council has taken proactive measures in response to these challenges. Under the leadership of President Benny Bowell, QACC operates 3 youth centres across Brisbane. Bowell emphasises the complexities behind youth involvement in criminal activities, noting that many Sudanese youth were either born in Australia or have arrived at a very young age, and because of that reason, they face difficulties reconciling their cultural heritage with their Australian identity. A lot of them come from broken and single-income homes that contend with poverty, and these struggles, alongside the cultural identity issues they are facing, lead them down the wrong path, becoming involved in the wrong crowd, joining gangs, and getting lost in the system. To combat the overrepresentation in juvenile detention centres in Australia, the Queensland African Communities Council employs dedicated caseworkers such as Ronaldo Alfred, whose work revolves around reintegrating young offenders back into their community, providing them with employment opportunities, social and educative support, and a sense of cultural belonging. Community elders in such facilities lead music sessions in an attempt to reconnect youth with their cultural heritage, while there are also after-school homework clubs in place to provide academic support and a safe space for their learning. But this is not enough. There is a common root to the problem that needs resolving, because once they are in the system, they will reoffend. But funding constraints hinder the scalability and sustainability of programs aimed at addressing the root causes of youth crime. The QACC's Youth Centres Early Intervention Program lacks the funding and support from both federal and state governments, with a blatant lack of investment and effort, to be frank. The state opposition leader, David Crucifulli, has sought to remove the international law principle of using detention as a last resort from the Youth Justice Act, alleging that we as Australians need to make penalties that are quote-unquote appropriate for the crime kids are committing. Combined with the aggressive policing tactics involving more arrests in regional areas, the response to override protection in the Human Rights Act has only filled up youth detention centres. With long lockdowns and solitary confinements increasingly common in such centres, these children are routinely kept in police watch houses in troubling conditions, waiting weeks for a detention bed. How is this helpful? All this really does is strain the system that you are trying to protect. How about we instead advocate for intervention and educative programs to stop offenders in the first place and keep these kids out of prison? Because these are not just statistics. They represent the lives of young people and our future generations whose potential remains untapped and is going to continue to do so. So let's not give up on these kids. Let's not forget about them and let them get lost in the unforgiving system. Let's instead help reform their situation and give them the support that they are yearning for to help integrate them back into a better society where they, as Benny Bowell states, can make Australia and the communities proud.